A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Amanda, hi. Welcome back to the Breakfast Show on 95 BFM. Breakfast on the Breakfast Show on 95 BFM.
Happy
Amanda's
New Year
to you. From Simplicity is with us. And Happy New Year to you too.
Yes, we're still celebrating, right?
Does the year feel different to you?
Well, the weather has been fabulous, so yes. To that extent, it does feel different, like we've, you know.
Is there a correlation between good, warm, sunny, even weather like this, maybe a little bit hot, and making lots of money?
I would say people actually tend to spend less money in this good weather because they're out there enjoying themselves.
True.
Ironically,
unless you go jet skiing, something like that.
That's right, unless you're out blowing money at the bar after the day at the beach. But no, people tend to get out and immerse themselves in nature during this beautiful weather and you know, enjoy the stuff in life that is free, which is a bonus.
Let me ask you, if you'd like to just cast your eyes down to Tessa's left ankle.
Ooh.
You'll see a some
no
jewelry
tattoo.
There. Yep. Jewelry there. That's yep. $12, was it?
The tattoo's coming.
$12?
Did you buy that for
$12?
Her?
$12?
No.
Oh. Hey, I bought your ankle bracelet, Tess. Merry Christmas.
That's lovely.
See you next year.
From where?
The beach.
The beach. Did you make that?
No.
Oh. $12,
yeah, that would have been good.
Let me ask you, was it free?
No, it wasn't free.
$12, was it?
$12.
$12.
I'm asking
you, Amanda, is that $12 well spent?
I would say so. It's beautiful. It looks like jade or greenstone. Very nice. And it's attractive. And it probably makes her feel good about herself.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
This is the point that
exactly
I'm making.
Right.
This is easy to do. Giving. Easy to do in weather like this, you know?
Just, that's right.
Just sparkle exactly a wee bit there.
You know what's interesting is that, speaking of feel-good sort of consumption, during downtimes and recessions, you know, some of the companies that do the best, that perform the best, are confectionery companies like Sweet Little Treats, right? Sugar.
Really?
And nail polish. Little tiny things like women indulge
themselves.
Nail polish
freaks me out. Have you been to a really hard out nail salon ever?
They're disgusted that you want to pass out.
It's like
out
a panel beater. It's weird,
yeah,
no, eh?
Can't
freak
do it.
Out.
Yeah,
it
freaked me out. I went to see a friend of mine there once when she was getting her nails done for a wedding. And I was just like, oh, that's pretty young, you know, this is really weird.
That's one industry that hasn't become organic yet. Hey, I'm waiting for that moment, and then maybe I might consider getting polish on my nails.
Or, you know, maybe just learn to love the nails you've got.
Well, I do, but, you know, anyhow. Boring. Plane is boring a little bit.
You're here to tell us a wee bit about navigating the wonderful world of finance and money, make sure we don't spend all of our money on crap and making sure we don't spend all of our money.
Okay.
Basically,
well,
eh?
Yeah, well, this is the time for setting new resolutions, and a lot of people do it this time of year, and sadly, 90% of you are going to fail. So
This is why I do not I do not even make one. Why make a resolution when you're not going to
Well,
get a whole
you know
new
what?
Persona.
I agree. Sometimes you should just kind of reset throughout the year, not make January the time that you're going to, you know, rush out the gate and then fail in February. But I was here with some pointers for those of you who had made some resolutions about doing things a little bit differently and what distinguishes people who fail from those who succeed. So one of the first things you can do, if this is you and you want to turn over a leaf with your finances, is to make yourself accountable to somebody else. So that kind of gets
like
it out
sponsor
of the public record. Yeah, well, a sponsor, but or your friend, recruit somebody so you feel just a little bit more duty-bound to fulfill those goals. Secondly,
you mean someone just sort of keep on your own, like a personal trainer?
Exactly, yeah. So somebody to check in with. If you can't check in with yourself, then check in with somebody who's really going to hold you by the shoulders and say, okay, what did you do? What you know, progress have you made towards your goals? The second one, I would say, is setting a goal that is realistic and not like this massive one. Like, this year I'm going to become a millionaire. You know, that's
I'm going to have two houses.
Yeah, you know, just start off small. And that way, because in order, it's just like losing weight with money. So, you know, in order to make those successive goals towards weight loss or achieving more money in your bank account, you're going to feel rewarded when you make a small incremental step forward rather than, you know, losing and then feeling defeated and then giving up the whole thing. So if you can set realistic small objectives for yourself and then tick forward towards achieving them, you're way more likely to succeed long term. So be realistic
with
yourself.
So what about, let's go to damage control here for people who set those goals and then blow it straight away, then automatically sort of find themselves on the back foot. How do you get that confidence back up when it comes to cash?
So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? So you need to look at yourself, be honest with yourself, and do something differently about it, which is why I was saying,
but don't, I mean, and don't write yourself off, you know.
Of course not. Again, reset. Every day you wake up, it's a new opportunity to do something differently. Whatever it is, you want to give up alcohol, lose lose weight, make more money, get a new job, get a new partner, whatever. Every single day is a new opportunity. So scientists have gotten really interested in this whole area as well.
Making money.
But also, no, just defining or understanding what it is and how things, how objectives are achieved by those who succeed and those who fail. And so they've used MRIs to monitor your...
We were talking about MRIs just yesterday, magnetic resonance imaging, Tess?
Yeah, and so it's actually all in your brain. It's all in your mind. So if you want to really seriously understand your own behavioral patterns, you need to understand yourself. And so this is a good news to me as a yoga teacher as well. Mindfulness, meditation, yoga, all those things are going to actually help you be more successful in achieving some of your goals when you just sit back and sit with yourself.
But if you've never done any of that before, then you can, that in itself is a freak out, you know?
It can be a bit of a freak out, but again, you don't have to like go off on a 10-day silent retreat. You know, if you sit silently with yourself for 5 minutes, you might find that that is far less daunting than going.
And you're allowed to. You're allowed to actually do 5 minutes of not doing anything at all. You're allowed to do that, eh? That's good for you. That's good for you.
It is very good for you. So, you know, maybe if you're just, you don't want to be sleeping necessarily, but if you're sitting quietly,
no, but just
eyes
doing
closed,
nothing,
watching your breath, doing nothing.
Look at that guy. He's not doing anything.
That's right. When you go on holidays in a lot of overseas countries, you see these people doing that quite successfully, just in total siesta mode.
I'd like to be a professional at that sometimes. The self-congratulatory mode you can get into when you just go, look at this, this is 4 minutes or so far and I haven't done anything.
That's right.
I like that.
And that's that.
Tess doesn't like, but I like it.
That's that self-rewarding feedback that you're going to get too. Yeah. There, so you can do it. Tick it off slowly. For example, I've made some goals myself, and I
would you
I
like me to be your sponsor?
You can be my sponsor.
Okay, so if you blow it, if you feel like you're losing your footing with these goals of yours that you're about to read out to us, then you just call me and I'll go.
I will. Rando. I do. I have a big public declaration because one of my goals is to write a second book this year. So
all right, and your time starts.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
All right. Okay. I'm accountable to you now.
360,
Ricky.
How many days left?
You are my sponsor.
Yeah. Okay.
Go.
How you going? How's chapter one going? Well, I mean, I don't know how you just even start to write a book. You'd just start, wouldn't you? Do you do bullet points first and then flesh them out?
I've given myself a
novel or a nonfiction, like a same as your the book you've brought in previous?
I've got a novel in my mind and I've got another money book in my mind.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm going to see what comes out of my mind when I commit to sitting down at a desk for a half an hour a day. So yesterday was my first day.
Okay. Yeah. So we have no problem so far.
I'm going to bring in chapter one next time I see you.
I'll proofread it. Okay. And is it so just that one? Just the book?
That's mainly my goal.
That's pretty good. If you can get that done, that's a book.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to lose a few kgs too, but you know,
don't be ridiculous. They don't have anything to lose. Hey, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock. Amanda, you represent Simplicity. Tell us a wee bit about Simplicity. You sponsor the B Card, but do so much more.
We do. We are New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver, so we help folks save more money. And that's an easy way if you want to save money is to go with a provider who does not gouge you on fees. So if you're turning over a new leaf with your finances here, whether you're with us or not, check how much you are paying in fees because they really do add up. I think you might have heard this news just before Christmas, but Simplicity was one of only four providers who managed to make money in the 12 months to the end of November.
Of those four, where did you sit there?
We were with our growth fund, which again, we talked about fund times last year. They have the highest exposure to international equities.
That's what I'm running. I'm living in the crazy world of growth fund.
Yeah, so we came number four. And in our balanced and conservative funds, which have less equities, which were less affected by the shock market shocks, they came number one and two.
We can't grumble about that. Yeah.
No. So this just proves our case in point that fees do matter. So, when you're, setting some new resolutions on your financial front, check what you're paying in KiwiSaver fees. Check what fund you're in as well, because that'll make a huge difference to your long-term balance. If you're a younger person and you're stuck in a conservative fund, you could be shortchanging yourself on a lot of higher returns long-term.
And also, well done for the philanthropy as well.
Oh, yes. You probably heard about that as well. We gave away $100,000 just before Christmas, which was awesome. One of the unique aspects of our model is that we give 15% of our management fee away to charity, and our members feel really great about that. And so we're out there doing good and making Kiwis richer at the same time.
Thanks, Amanda!
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.